Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. I am your host, Bilqis Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care. And today's topic is going to be on the burnout. Have you experienced the burnout? And what I'm finding out is that we are having burnout before we even realize it, because we just get in a habit of just working. Okay, so that's going to be the topic for today. I was reading an article and I did post it on my webpage, and it was interesting. Of course, it talked about the burnout, but it talked about it from the acute care setting. It was still a helpful article, so I posted it because I think if you're in healthcare, you can relate to the burnout regardless of what level of care you're providing. So if you want to check out that article, definitely go on my website. So I've been in, you know, long-term care for 15 years, and I know when I became a DON, that is when the burnout became real. Okay, it was not having the ability to understand that I couldn't do everything in my position. It had me learn that I needed to grow my team. Now, that didn't happen overnight. It came with years of experience. Okay, years of, working long hours. And I mean long hours. And then going home and still pulling out my laptop and working more from home. So what that did for me, it didn't allow my body to recuperate from those long hours at work. And that's how the burnout began for me. I didn't have the ability to, get that work-life balance, all right? Because as the DON, you know, you're just basically taught that you just kind of work. And nobody is rooting for you to say, no, you know, don't work from home. You know, your team isn't saying, you know, don't work from home. You know, you have reports that are due and you are expected to get it done. So that was the breaking point for me. I remember working, months straight at a time because of having, you know, a challenge facility, especially when you're new in a facility. You know, you kind of want to you tell yourself like, oh, I need to work every day just because I'm new. And, you know, that's not the case. All right. So the same thing that we teach our patients and even our staffs to take care of themselves, we must practice that also. Now, it sounds easier said than done. But, you know, the more you get in that habit of practicing self-care, you know, the better off you are, the more you can continue to give to other people. But as nurses, we're often, you know, we're nurturers. You know, we tend to take care of everybody else, yet, you know, lack taking care of ourselves. So let today be the day that you mark putting yourself first and taking care of you first so that you can, you know, continue to provide the best care to others. Now, in the planner, I even had little stickers that said self-care. All right, I had little heart-shaped stickers in the planner to make sure that, you know, as the leaders, you are practicing self-care. And even on the pages, it left you little notes. Did you pee today? Did you eat today? Did you drink water? Okay, it's because, like, I've been there. I know what it's like to neglect yourself unintentionally. Okay, we don't intentionally do that. It's just that we become so consumed in work that we forget to go to the bathroom. We forget to eat. We forget to just sit and breathe. Okay, we forget to just take a deep breath and shut the door. We don't take lunch breaks. Okay, what do you mean lunch? All right, we don't, you know, treat ourselves good. And that is where the burnout comes in. All right, so today, practice some self-care. Don't work from home. And, learn the word no. Okay, the other thing I want to tell you is that, you know, growing your team, if you're the DON, you know, you have to be able to grow your team. All right. That's where you're going to decrease your burnout. Your team should know everything that you're doing. So if you have an assistant, train that assistant to be a you. Okay. Train your managers to be DONs of their units, because you want to build them into a position that one day, if they want to be a DON, they can do so. And the only way they can do that is by you teaching them what it is that you know and start letting them be more involved. Okay, as a director, you don't want to hold on to all of the tools, because when you are not there, then your systems will fail. All right, so the key to you not being burnt out, another area, is learning how to grow your team. Okay. Another area you can focus on is your daily staffing meetings. Now, I have people that reach out to me all the time. Can you talk about staffing? Can you talk about staffing? The reality is staffing, you know, it is just that, you know, we're all struggling with staffing everywhere. Okay. Some facilities not as bad as others, but, you know, even if they have good staff, then when their numbers fall below a certain level that they're not accustomed to, they still feel the pressure. Okay, so have those daily staffing meetings and make them productive, and have them with your administrator. All right, as the leader of the facility, let your voice be heard. You can't continue to work, you know, 16-hour days and fulfill, you know, your job on the, you know, and your role and on the floor. And trust me, if you are experiencing burnout, imagine how your staff are feeling. Because if you're having to fill all the shifts, I'm sure you are now asking your staff to fill some of those shifts also. And, you know, so just keep that in mind. Have those daily staffing meetings. Look at, you know, your wages. Do you have a way that they can be adjusted so that you not only can, you know, get new hires, but, you know, you want to get the best hires that are out there, you know, so a lot of people have to start looking at the wage adjustments. All right, that's going to be important in trying to improve your staffing. Another thing, do not work from home. Yes, I've done it, okay, and this is why I can tell you not to do it. Your family deserves your attention when you are at home, period. All right, that is where the line needs to stop. Okay, whatever you didn't get done at work today, if you didn't get done in this by the end of the day, I'm sure it can wait till tomorrow, because that means it wasn't urgent. Okay, it didn't affect the quality of care of anyone's life. So as long as you don't have any task that doesn't affect the quality of care or life of your residents and your staff are safe, your residents are safe, then it can wait till tomorrow. Okay. And so you need to learn how to, prioritize your day, prioritize your priorities. So I teach clients, you know, write down your tasks, whatever it is that you need to do the night before. And then when you get to work, after you get your report in and your rounding and everything, then you identify more areas that you need to add onto that list. From there, you write down the things that you as the DON must do. Okay? Delegate what you know you can, and anything else can be eliminated. Okay, you can eliminate it if you don't feel like it's really important, or give it to someone else to do the busy work. Okay, you need to identify that as the, you know, DON, you're not supposed to be doing the busy work. Okay, you need to be doing things that are going to improve quality of care, quality of life of the residents, improve the outcomes. That isn't the busy work. Okay, you're going to be checking the busy work, but you aren't to do all of the busy work. So learn how to prioritize your priorities, okay, so that you can be an effective leader. All right, so those are my tips on how to reduce the burnout. We definitely want to get you eating and drinking. We want to get you to sleeping, okay? We know that we must have sleep in order to function to our highest level. Okay, we need to learn how to say the word no. And no isn't a bad word, okay? It is sometimes what we have to say. Okay, we can't, you know, keep, you know, biting off and chewing up everything, Okay, we have to start, you know, giving some of the pieces to someone else. All right, so those are my tips on how to reduce the burnout. The burnout is real. You know, so take these steps and, you know, just try to, you know, day by day, just try to improve it. All right, guys. Again, my name is Bilqis Ali, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely, if you are needing help, you know, visit my website, schedule your one-on-one appointment on how I can assess you and your facility so I can help turn you your facility around. All right, have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you very much.